All right then, our next public hearing is change of zone number 1753, Cadbury at Lewis Incorporated. You need time to set up or?
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential planned community to be located on a certain parcel land lying in being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5 acres more or less, land lying northeast of Route 267, Gills Neck Road, 1,100 feet east of Route 268, Kings Highway, with an identity on 911 address, 17028 Cadbury Circle, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID reference of District 335, Map 8, Parcel 37, and that's being a part of Parcel 37. For the benefit of the record, the commission was previously provided with a copy of the exhibit booklet provided by the applicants. That's a spiral-bound booklet. Copies of the revised site plan, the plus response comments, comments on the 99-C requirements of the subdivision regulations, copies of an environmental assessment, public facilities evaluation report, and technical advisory committee comments. We just received on June 9th copies of comments from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum which references that the applicants will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction to maintain vegetation. That there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that the project will likely necessitate off-site drainage improvements, that the project will necessitate on-site drainage improvements, and that no tax ditches are affected. On June 10th, 2014, the applicant provided suggested findings of fact and proposed condition of approval for consideration, and I don't believe you have copies of those yet. I will provide those copies for benefit of the commission. I'd also like to provide the commission with a copy of ordinance number 1679 for change of zone number 1528, the original application filed on behalf of Cadbury Senior Services Incorporated. We have a copy of the original development of Cadbury conditions of approval as it related to both the Cadbury project and the adjacent subdivision. And I believe that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right then, Mr. Gibbs.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Mr. Lang, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Robertson. Robert Gibbs here with Morris James, Wilson, Howbrook, and Byard. On behalf of Cadbury at Lewis, Inc., I have with me tonight Carol Holzman, who is the executive director of Cadbury at Lewis, and also Ring Lardner, who's an engineer with Davis, Bone, and Friedel. As Mr. Lank just said, we're here on an application to amend the zoning map on a 5-acre strip of land, which I will just walk over here and show you this. This is the Mitchell Farm on the way into Lewis on Kings Highway. This is Senators and Breakwater and Wolf Run. This is the existing Cadbury development here. It's this 5-acre strip of land that's a long L-shaped piece, which is the easternmost portion of the Mitchell Farm. Cadbury was recently presented with an opportunity to sort of get a first bite of the Mitchell Farm, which just came on the market relatively recently, in the event that they needed any additional space for possible future expansion. And they decided to go ahead and enter into a contract for a 5-acre strip, which basically would allow a very small addition to Cadbury. There's a road that runs right along the existing common boundary line, and this would just allow for one more other side of the road expansion. And it's basically for the purpose of allowing a future expansion. The Cadbury development has been very successful and very well received in Lewis, and it's at about an 88% capacity at this point. But they thought it was just a judicious move to try to get a little bit of additional property to allow for approximately 29 units on that 5-acre strip, just for good future planning. The existing Cadbury development is 33 acres, and as Mr. Lank mentioned, it was part of the approval ordinance 1679, which was a rezoning from AR1 to MRRPC, which included the original Cadbury 33 acres as well as the Breakwater residential subdivision. And you see, if you've got copies of Ordinance 1679, it was approved with various conditions. Cadbury, I'm sure most of you know, but in the event, just a real brief recap, Cadbury is one of the very few continuing care retirement communities, which allows for a continuum of care. It consists of independent living, which is cottages and apartments, assisted living. They have a special memory care for Alzheimer's and dementia patients, and also a rehabilitation and nursing care portion. So it gives a range of services for the aging population, which we all know we have a fair amount of in Sussex County, eastern Sussex at least. This is an expansion only. 5 acres, if it's approved for addition to the MRRP zone and rezoned that way, it will become a part of the existing Cadbury. It's not a separate application for a separate 5-acre parcel. As I said, it's midterm planning for Cadbury to just anticipate and provide for the ability to expand in the mid to near future. Mr. Lardner's Ring Lardner is here to go through the booklet that has been prepared. I did hear Mr. Lang mention that there was a technical advisory committee report which came in just after the booklet was submitted, and Mr. Lardner submitted a response to that. So that is part of your record, although it's not a part of your book. And the proposed findings of fact and proposed conditions was also submitted after the book was submitted, but before tonight's meeting. So I think you've got pretty much everything you need, and Mr. Lardner is much better at presenting all the exciting facts and circumstances that surround this. So I'll turn it over to him unless you have questions right at this point of me.
He's an engineer, not a lawyer, so.
That's a good thing. We have enough of those other ones.
Well, it usually takes both.
That it does. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Mr. Lank, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Abbott. For the record, my name is Ring Lardner, professional engineer and principal with Davis, Bowen, and Friedel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963. I'm going to come over to the board. Now, Mr. Wheatley, if it's okay with you, if there's anyone in the audience that wants to see the board, I'd be more than happy they can come through.
I will make that announcement. If there's anyone here that has an interest in this project and you would like to see what's going on, you certainly can't see it from where you're sitting, please feel free to walk up, and you can stand right over here and take a look. And all I ask is that you not have a discussion while you're there, because we're going to continue with a public hearing. But please do feel free to come up and view the board if you like.
As Mr. Gibson mentioned, this is a rezoning request for 5 acres of land that's currently split AR-MR to an MRRPC. For the benefit of the record and the commission, this is the Cape Penelope High School, Kings Highway, Gills Neck Road. The Governor's Project is here, which has an existing conditional use at preliminary stage. Senators is currently under construction. Hawk's Eye, Breakwater, Baybury Subdivision, the Cadbury Lewis proper, and then this little piece here, the L shape, is the 5-acre expansion rezoning. So with that, I'll flip to the board. Both of these maps are in your presentation booklet in tab 1. The property is located in the level 1 investment area shown in the 2010 state strategies map. The proposed project is not located in any wetlands, floodplains, and does not contain any historic or cultural resources. For the expansion area, we use the density approved for Cadbury Lewis.
of which is 6.42 units per acre, and determined that a total of 32 units could be built on the 5-acre tract of land. Of the 32 units, three of the units we are going to push towards Cadbury and Lewis proper for their existing buildings, which leaves 29 units to be developed on this 5-acre strip. Currently, we propose 4 buildings, 2 stories apiece. 3 of the buildings will have 7 units, 1 will have 8. Preliminary, it'll be 4 units upstairs, 4 units downstairs. Give space, kind of like a cottage apartment style living. The buildings aren't even close to being designed. It's on here just as a idea for the future. The parking lot has provided 2 spaces per unit, and the parking lot is split between the buildings so that you kind of have side parking and not parking in front of the building. Cadbury Circle West, this is the existing road. The existing property line sits here. Between the property line and the road is a 30-foot buffer that was acquired as part of the original conditional use. With this, the buffer would be relocated to be on the new boundary line with the Mitchell Farm and along Babry's Estates itself. To further explain that this is an expansion of Cadbury, should this be approved or recommended for approval and approved to council, the 5-acre land, once purchased by Cadbury Lewis, we would then do a lot line adjustment so that this entire piece becomes one parcel and not 2 separate parcels, so it will truly become part of the greater Cadbury Lewis Incorporated. This project also includes sidewalks to connect the building to the parking lot and also connect to the roadway here. There's also a proposed maintenance shed here in the back, approximately 30 by 50. That would allow the maintenance personnel to have some common repair items on site to store, sort of storage shed for their use. We show a proposed stormwater management pond just as a placeholder. We have not designed that pond. And any stormwater management will meet or exceed the state and SCD requirements.
Mr. Lerner, I know that you're used to presenting site plans and so on, and I just want to remind you that this is a change of zone hearing, and really the only decision in front of us this evening is whether or not that strip of land should be an MRRPC zone. So I'm happy to, you know, to hear it. I just want to let you know that you may feel free to adjust your level of detail.
Yes, sir.
Just, Mr. Wheatley, just to be clear, because it's an RPC, there is.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon. I stand corrected. That's right. We'd have to hear the whole story.
Why would we have counsel?
I know. I tell you what.
Usually we do get all that without needing.
Here in the paycheck tonight.
We were just testing him.
Yeah.
So you're not off the hook.
I beg your pardon.
Not off the hook. Okay. The proposed plan, as shown, includes 2.90 acres of open space, which is greater than 50% of the proposed 5-acre expansion for Cadbury. And as I mentioned, the project will utilize existing infrastructure and installed in Cadbury.
It'll use the exact same entrance that's currently here now, exact roadway. Sewer will be provided by the pump station located in this area here. Sewer is currently in the ground, accepted by Sussex County. This would be expansion of that sewer system.
And water is provided by Tidewater Utility Incorporated. Excuse me. The project was reviewed by PLUS on April 23rd, 2014, and our response is included in tab 2 of the booklet. BIDOT has determined a traffic impact study is not required, and the entrance will be required to conform to their standards, at which time a site plan is submitted to them for review. Our office prepared to submit an environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report, and this project complies with the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. Our office also prepared a written response outlining the compliance of 17 items of Chapter 99C, and I will quickly scan through those as you can read those written responses yourself. This project is integrated in the existing terrain and surrounding landscape. There are no wetlands or floodplains. There are no natural historical features to be preserved. Open space, we provide over 50% of the expansion area as open space. There are no woodlands on this subject area, so they will not be disturbed. A 30-foot forested buffer will be provided for Bay Breeze and the Mitchell Farm. Tidewater is providing water. Sussex County is providing sanitary sewer. Erosion and sediment control and stormwater management will meet or exceed all state standards. We're using the existing entrance. Sidewalks provided within the expansion area to promote pedestrian activity. The expansion will not affect Cape Olympus High School as children are not permitted within Cadbury, so I don't expect anyone to be attending high school or the schools from this project. It is compatible with other land uses, and the site will comply with all TMDLs and PCSs as adopted by the state. We did receive the TAC comments and respond to those. Again, they are not in your booklet. Subject to any questions that you may have, that concludes the site presentation and demonstration of our compliance with Chapter 99-9C.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
I apologize again for misspeaking. You were appropriately thorough. Okay. Anything else, Mr. Gibbs?
I have nothing further.
Okay, then. Thank you. Well, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions, and we'll start once again with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And looking at the original ordinance with the conditions on it, that goes back to 2003. It talks about Parcel A, which is the retirement community, and Parcel B. Where's Parcel B?
Parcel B is the breakwater subdivision.
Okay.
That's Parcel B, which would be...
So that's no longer part of this
project? It's no longer part of the application. It's own separate...
And separate and entity and all that good stuff. I know we've had them before.
They were presented as one package and then split after the final approvals in the process of a site plan for Cadbury and then a separate site plan for Bickwood.
Since you just spoke, Mr. Lank, I have a question for you too. When there's a, like as in this case, referencing, I guess it was a first condition, which is the maximum number of units, it made reference to the healthcare center having 80 assisted living and skilled nursing rooms. Yet what I see on the site plan that's submitted to us is that there already exists 85 units. Is that part of this? Taking three from the other because, whoops, we built too many?
Yes, sir.
That's part of the application. There's 29 units and total of 32 total, 29 of which are new units. Three are within the existing complex.
So how did they wind up building five rooms greater than what is approved?
We didn't know
approved.
Until they applied
for here.
And typically we don't go in and count the rooms within assisted living facility.
Okay.
You know, like a nurse home, there isn't a number technically, and it wasn't picked up.
Okay. So we're kind of dealing with an oops here.
And it would be corrected by this application.
Yeah, this will fix it. So
part of it, yeah. I don't know if the ordinance has to be changed because it says.
Well, I think we'd word it so that it's brought into the amendment that the numbers
fix it,
are
right.
We can fix that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that all lines up.
Good. I was, I didn't know if there was an oversight a second time on that piece. Okay.
Well, as Lauren said, part of the issue is, I think, with facilities like this, too, there's reconfigurations internally. I don't know that it was necessarily built that way the first time, you know, but it could have been that two singles were turned into a double, or a double was turned into two singles somewhere down the road. So.
Okay. But is the project built out at this point?
Cadbury Lewis is built out 100%. It's just at an 87-88% occupancy rate within the complex, but it is 100% complete from the original approval.
Okay, so the actual number, the other numbers that were approved have been built and are either available or are in use.
That's correct.
Okay. And is there a larger parcel or just the 5 acres? I mean, is the 5 acres part of a larger parcel that was purchased, or
well, the Mitchell Farm is the Mitchell Farms is approximately 53 acres. They contracted 5 acres of the larger parcel, so only 5 acres will be bought and transferred to Cadbury.
Okay, so we're not looking at the possibility of another 10 acres or something down the road. Right now, we're
not
we're
that five. I'm aware of.
Okay. In looking at the comments that from the state, one of the issues that they were concerned about was stormwater management pond, that it not be wet due to the recharge?
Yes, sir. Approximately in this location, and it barely touches the land, is in a watershed resource protection area might be either excellent groundwater recharge. I don't think it's a well. I think it's excellent groundwater. So all they asked was, if it's in an excellent groundwater recharge area, please don't put wet ponds and promote and recharge of the water. So should this be approved and get in design, then we'll adjust the stormwater management appropriately to either infiltrate or move wet ponds out of that area.
Okay, so that will be taken into consideration when it's actually, when you draw up your final plans.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got a few more stickies. Let me check and see what they were.
Okay.
I didn't know we were dealing with the law firm that we're dealing with. Otherwise, I might have had more stickies, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that gives our representative from Cadbury a warm and fuzzy feeling.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because that law firm provided me with a huge stack of sticky notes that I could use.
I understand.
That's all my questions at this point, Mr. Chairman. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Burton.
The plan for the buildings are apartments, so you mentioned that they weren't drawn. Or
they're not drawn, but they are the intent is to be apartments.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess just to get this on the record, I believe an MRRPC does allow for a small amount of commercial to occur on the site. Is that in any of your plans?
That is not the intent to have any commercial on this site. There may be some integrated within the, not the clubhouse, but the main building. If there's none there either, so there's no commercial.
Thank you.
Proposed at all.
So, all
right, Mr. Ross.
I went through the site Tuesday, and it's kept impeccably outside. I don't know how well managed it is inside. But if it's as managed as well inside as it's kept outside, you're an asset to our community. Thank you.
All right, then. Mr. Link.
I thought for sure they had a gift shop or something.
A gift shop?
Apparently not.
We don't open it to the public.
Okay.
No questions.
All right, then. Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions.
All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1753, Cadbury at Lewis Incorporated. For anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1753. Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.